From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Whisperer and Streamer, in Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5.
The ChemQuest lab was settling into its evening rhythm. The last rays of sun slanted through the high windows, catching dust motes dancing in the air. The gentle hum of the ventilation fans was a constant, sleepy sound. On one long bench, a figure named Whisperer stood perfectly still, their posture as precise as the glass instruments around them. Their eyes were fixed on a clear, cone-shaped flask. Above it, a tall, slender tube called a burette held a shimmering magenta liquid, poised. Whisperer's hand rested lightly on the stopcock, a tiny red knob, ready to release a single crucial drop. The entire setup was about patience. For Whisperer, chemistry was a quiet secret, told one drop at a time. Across the room, there was nothing quiet or patient about Streamer's bench. It was a controlled tangle of energy. Wires in bright primary colors snaked between two glass beakers like playful sleeping eels. In one beaker, a copper strip sat in a solution the color of a summer sky. In the other, a zinc strip dipped into a clear liquid. A small meter with a jumpy needle sat between them, a judge waiting for the race to begin. Streamer darted around their setup, tapping a wire here, nudging a beaker there. For Streamer, chemistry wasn't about waiting. It was about making things go. "Any time now," Whisperer murmured to the flask, their voice barely a puff of air. "We'll find the perfect moment." "Perfect moment? I'd settle for any moment," Streamer grumbled, flicking a wire with their finger. The needle on the meter didn't budge. "Come on, flow."
Whisperer tuned out the frustrated noises from across the lab. Their world had shrunk to the glass flask and its swirling contents. A special indicator chemical, a clever little spy, was mixed into the clear liquid. It was designed to stay silent and invisible until the very last second, then change color to announce that a perfect balance had been reached. Whisperer's job was to find that exact second. They took a slow, calming breath and turned the little red knob with immense care. Drip. A single drop of magenta liquid fell. It hit the surface and a cloud of pink blossomed, only to be swallowed by the clear solution as Whisperer swirled the flask in a slow, hypnotic circle. The secret wasn't in this drop or the next one. The secret was in the final drop, the one that would tip the scales. A single drop too many, and the solution would flash a dark, angry fuchsia. The moment of balance overshot and lost. Too few, and it would remain stubbornly clear. "Easy now," Whisperer whispered, adding another drop. The pink swirl lasted a fraction of a second longer this time. "We are holding our breath. We are a calm pond." Each drop was a tiny pebble, sending out ripples of change that quickly settled. It was the most delicate of dances, a search for perfect stillness on the very edge of a dramatic change. Everything depended on not rushing.
"Stillness is for rocks," Streamer declared to their uncooperative contraption. "I need flow. I need a current." They jiggled the copper strip in its sky blue home. They poked the gray zinc strip in its colorless bath. The wires connecting them were clipped on tightly. The two beakers were linked by a U-shaped glass tube filled with a whitish gel, a special bridge that was supposed to let the chemistry travel between the beakers without them mixing. But nothing was traveling. The chemical road was closed. The whole point was to create a push and a pull. The zinc was supposed to be eager to give away its electrons, pushing them out into the wire. The copper on the other side was supposed to be hungry for them, pulling them in. That push and pull should create a flow, a river of electricity that would make the meter's needle sing, but the river was dry. "It's all here," Streamer muttered, tracing the red wire with a frustrated finger. "The push from the zinc side, the pull from the copper side. Why won't you go?" They slumped over the bench, resting their chin in their hands.
An electrochemical cell was supposed to be a cascade of energy, a tiny contained lightning storm. Right now, theirs felt like a gray, cloudy day with no chance of rain. It was all pent-up power with no release.
Whisperer looked up. The pink color in their flask was now lingering for a full second with each drop. They were so close, but the heavy, dramatic sigh from Streamer's bench was impossible to ignore. They watched Streamer poke gloomily at the motionless needle on their meter. Whisperer set their flask down carefully and glided over, their footsteps silent on the linoleum floor. "Is the path closed?" Whisperer asked softly. Streamer jumped, not having heard them approach. "No, the path is wide open. Wires, metal, everything's connected." They gestured wildly at the setup. "But the electrons are having a nap. They won't leave the starting block." They pointed a finger at the U-shaped tube. "I think the bridge is out." Whisperer leaned in, peering at Streamer's busy experiment. It seemed so noisy and complicated compared to their simple, quiet task. "A bridge must be in balance to let things cross," Whisperer observed, their eyes on the whitish gel inside the tube. "If the inside isn't just right, nothing can move through. It becomes a wall, not a path." Streamer crossed their arms. "Balance? It's a highway. It just needs to let things through." "Sometimes," Whisperer said, their voice calm and steady. "For things to flow quickly over here," they gently tapped the wire. "The quiet parts, over there," they pointed to the salt bridge, "must be held in perfect, peaceful balance."
Streamer stared at the salt bridge, then back at Whisperer. A bridge that wasn't balanced? A highway with a giant invisible pothole? The gel inside was supposed to be full of ions, little charged particles ready to move and keep the electrical path open. If it was old or made poorly, it wouldn't work. Of course nothing could flow. "Oh," Streamer said, the frustration draining from their face. "The quiet part." They quickly but carefully prepared a new salt bridge, making sure the gel inside was saturated with ions. Not too much, not too little. A perfect chemical balance. They swapped the old bridge for the new one, slotting it gently into the two beakers. The meter's needle quivered. Then, with a satisfying thwack, it swung all the way to the right and held steady. A current! A real, live, flowing current! "It's working!" Streamer cheered, a huge grin spreading across their face. "You were right! The still part had to be perfect for the moving part to go." At that exact moment, a soft gasp came from the other bench. Streamer looked over. Whisperer had just added one final drop to their flask. The liquid swirled, and this time, the pale pink color did not vanish. It bloomed and stayed, a soft, perfect blush that filled the entire solution. "And now," Whisperer breathed, holding the flask up to the light, "the balance has tipped. It is perfectly still." Streamer looked from their zinging meter to Whisperer's glowing pink flask. One was a river of energy. The other was a perfectly calm lake. And somehow, they were just two different ways of looking at the same amazing chemical world.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Whisperer and Streamer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.